The Glorious Mysteries. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. So wrote St. Paul to the Corinthian church way back in the 50s, not the 1950s, the 50s. The heart of our faith is the truth that Jesus of Nazareth, crucified under the Roman procurator Pontius Pilate, is alive, incontestably alive, not his ideas, not his teachings. He is alive. A wise teacher of mine often used to say that life on this earth is frequently like one of those massive wall tapestries that became common during the time of the Renaissance. These used to hang in palaces and castles all across Europe. And on the front would be a beautiful scene, perhaps from scripture, perhaps of a landscape, maybe some hunters and their dogs out on the prowl. But that beauty was only visible from the front if you were looking at the tapestry. If you walked behind the tapestry, you didn't see anything beautiful at all. You didn't see anything that made any sense. You just saw a bunch of strings left there by the weavers, hanging down without any apparent rhyme or reason. And our life can often seem that way. Things happen, and we not only wonder why, but we wonder how anything good can come out of it. That certainly must have been what it seemed like as Jesus was placed in the tomb on Good Friday. It was like looking at the back of the tapestry, and nothing made any sense. But in these glorious mysteries, we get a glimpse of the front of the tapestry. We get to see the incredible beauty that has come about at the hands of God, the great artist, as his Son rises from the dead. And again, we must remember, this has happened for you and for me. Because as Christ was raised, so too will we one day be raised. And though life today might seem like just a bunch of loose threads hanging down to no purpose, one day we will see the beauty that God is weaving out of our lives.